Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Genesis chapter 19 already, which is amazing, and we are in the Message version of the Bible, and this is what it says. The two angels arrived at Sodom in the evening. Lot was sitting at the city gate. He saw them and got up to welcome them, bowing before them, and said, "Please, my friends, come to my house and stay the night. Wash up, you can rise early and be on your way refreshed." They said, "No, we'll sleep in the street." But he insisted, wouldn't take no for an answer, and they relented and went home with him. Lot fixed a hot meal for them and they ate. Before they went to bed, men from all over the city of Sodom, young and old, descended on the house from all sides and boxed them in. They yelled to Lot, "Where are the men who are staying with you for the night? Bring them out so we can have our sport with them." Lot went out, barring the door behind him, and said, "Brothers, please don't be vile. Look, I have two daughters, virgins. Let me bring them out. You can take your pleasure with them, but don't touch these men. They are my guests." They said, "Get lost. You drop in from nowhere, and now you're going to tell us how to run our lives? We'll treat you worse than them." And they charged past Lot to break down the door. But the two men reached out and pulled Lot inside the house, locking the door. Then they struck the blind men who are trying to break down the door. Both leaders and followers, leaving them groping in the dark. The two men said to Lot, "Do you have any other family here? Sons, daughters, anybody in the city? Get them out of here. And now we're going to destroy this place. The outcries of victims here to God are deafening. We've been sent to blast this place into oblivion." Lot went out and warned the fiancés of his daughters, "Evacuate this place. God is about to destroy the city." But his daughter's would-be husbands treated it as a joke. At break of day, the angels pushed Lot to get going. "Hurry, get your wife and two daughters out of here before it's too late and you're caught in the punishment of the city." Lot was dragging his feet. The men grabbed Lot's arms and the arms of his wife and daughters. God was so merciful to them and dragged them to safety outside the city. When they had them outside, Lot was told, "Now run for your life. Don't look back. Don't stop anywhere on the plain. Run for the hills or you'll be swept away." But Lot protested, "No, masters, you can't mean it. I know that you've taken a liking to me and have done me an immense favor in saving my life, but I can't run to the mountains. Who knows what terrible thing might happen to me in the mountains and leave me for dead? Look over there. That town's close enough to go to. It's a small town, hardly anything to it. Let me escape there and save my life. It's a mere wide place in the road." "All right, Lot, if you insist, I'll let you have your way. And I won't stamp out the town you've spotted, but hurry up, run for it. I can't do anything until you get there." That's why the town is called Zoar, that is, small town. The sun was high in the sky when Lot arrived at Zoar. Then God rained brimstone and fire down on Sodom and Gomorrah, a river of lava from God out of the sky, and destroyed these cities and the entire plain and everyone who lived in the cities and everything that grew from the ground. But Lot's wife looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. Abraham got up early the next morning and went to the place he had so recently stood with God. He looked over Sodom and Gomorrah, surveying the whole plain, and all he could see was smoke belching from the earth like smoke from a furnace. And that's the story. When God destroyed the cities of the plain, he was mindful of Abraham and first got Lot out of there before he blasted those cities off the face of the earth. Lot left Zoar and went into the mountains to live with his two daughters. He was afraid to stay in Zoar. He lived in a cave with his daughters. One day, the older daughter said to the younger, "Our father's getting old, and there's not a man left in the country by whom we can get pregnant. Let's get our father drunk with wine and lie with him. We'll get children through our father. It's our only chance to keep our family alive." They got their father drunk with wine that very night. The older daughter went in and lay with him. He was oblivious, knowing nothing of what she did. The next morning, the older daughter said to the younger, "Last night I slept with my father. Tonight it's your turn. We'll get him drunk again, and then you sleep with him. We'll both get a child through our father and keep our family alive." So that night, they got their father drunk again, and the younger went in and slept with him. Again, he was oblivious, knowing nothing of what she did. Both daughters became pregnant by their father Lot. The oldest daughter had a son and named him Moab, the ancestor of the present-day Moabites. The younger daughter had a son named him Ben-Ami, the ancestor of the present-day Ammonites. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, there is so much going on in this passage, and especially about sexual abuse and people trying to harm each other on so many different levels and so many different ways. And so, Lord, I just lift up those who are listening to the Pray Every Day show today who have been exploited by somebody else, who have been harmed by someone in this realm and in this way. And Lord, I know I'm one of them. I'm one of those people who have been exploited and harmed by predatory people. And so, Lord, I pray that you would bring another little level of healing today, that you would help my friend tell their story, to tell their story to someone who's trusted and sweet and loves to listen and loves to pray. And I pray for families who are broken by the sin of sexual abuse, and I pray for foster families who are working with kids who may have had this in their tragic past. And Lord, I pray you'd have mercy on all of us. Would you help us to become lights to those who walk in darkness? And would you help the church to become a place that is a haven for those who have suffered so much? Lord Jesus, it's a prayer of my heart, and it's been a prayer for these many years. And so I just continue to pray it again. Lord, would you please bring light into the darkness of the sexual abuse epidemic in this world? It's got so many roots. It's so dark. It's so evil. And the evil one does not want it taken care of, does not want it exposed. But we want it exposed because we know that you long to have your children set free from this terrible, terrible plight. And so, Lord, please heal us. Please bring us to another level of healing, as I prayed earlier. And please help us to love those who have been hurt in this way, I pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, today's podcast is brought to you by Rob and Joanna Tigan. They are from growinghometogether.com. And I had a chance to speak with them and know their ministry. They have a podcast, but you can find out more if you go to growinghometogether.com, and they have a free download. It is called Fearless Love. So if you go to growinghometogether.com and click on marriage, you can get this 21 days couples devotional. And of those days, each day offers a powerful scripture, a prayer, and inspiration to trust God in the middle of our stress and struggles. God does provide strength and courage to face whatever comes our way. And there's just so many other resources on that particular page. So thank you, Rob and Joanna Tigan, for sponsoring this podcast. And if you're walking through a dark valley in your marriage, or you want to work on your family, they have got an amazing family podcast, as well as all sorts of resources. Also, Rob has written a book of jokes for your family. So if you are looking for that, definitely check that out at growinghometogether.com. And again, thanks, Rob and Joanna, for sponsoring the podcast today.